Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday night. This is Barn Goddess Barbecue and More, and I'm your host, Lori Frazee. Just want to kind of make a little announcement. It's our one-year anniversary for being on the air, and, you know, really, I spend quite a bit of time with people who are going to be on the show, the guys who are actually on the show and gals. So, you know, people that are guests actually take some time in advance generally, and we spend some time on the phone, some much longer than the others, and some I barely get a chance to even chat with, but, you know, knowing we all share a love for food and barbecue, it becomes an easy thing to interview everybody. So I really do want to thank anybody that's listened along the way and all my guests. I'm excited about who I've got on tonight, and I also want to thank the people from last week. We had Jim Elzer on, Jake Curry with Spice Wine, Mike Johnson from Sugar Fire Smokehouse, and his coming off of his appearance there on Pitmasters, and Leslie Mart kind of called in and gave us a quick update on what's going on out there in the Tupelo area. You know, we forget we may be having hot weather or rainy weather and whining about that, but, you know, there are people in the U.S. that have been devastated by storms, so we want to make sure we keep them in our thoughts and prayers. We were in the FBA was in Fort Myers this weekend, and I was part of that group. Great cook, and I got to tell you, I'm from Fort Myers. I lived there 25 years and got to see some old friends, which was super great because it was people that I lived next to for a lot of years in the plant business, and they've really done a good job revitalizing that city. I did a little live remote from there. If you're interested in listening to the live remote, you can pick it up on Archives. We did about 45 minutes, walked around and chatted with people. It was very spread out, and you'll hear mixed reviews from the contest. I think they're ironing out some things, but I'd like to congratulate the birthday boy, Rub Bagby. And if I remember right, last year on his birthday, he won a grand championship too. So congratulations to Rub, and also to Big Papa Dana Hillis for a reserve grand champion. He vended, and, you know, the vendors looked like they were kicking butt. So congratulations to both of them. It's a very tough deal, as well as, you know, you're cooking for a contest to make your judges happy and then trying to please the public too. So congratulations to all of them. I'd like to thank my sponsors, Sweet Smoke Q. You know, I've got that juice can that Jim provides, as well as the beef injection is extremely close now. So that'll be like his big next announcement. And if you remember last week when he was on, he announced about his school coming up. So he does have a school in August that you can find out more information on sweetsmokeq.com. Also like to thank Mac Daddy Smokers. My Pit Viper got quite a bit of attention this weekend because a little sucker was rolling the smoke, man, and people would stop by because it just looks different than the average stick burner, being not only that it's a reverse flow, but the shape of it. So if I'm ever at a contest, don't hesitate to come on by. And then, of course, Rec-Tech Pellet Cookers. We've actually got Ray coming on today for kind of to talk about pellet cooking, but also it's National Barbecue Month, and we don't want to negate a chance to talk about different grills and so forth. So we're going to have him on later in the show. CookinPellets.com. My Rec-Tech is actually calibrated for them. And, you know, somebody at the end of the thing, and we'll talk about this with Ray, but they wanted to see about how much pellets I'd used, and it had been on from 4 o'clock, and it was probably 3 o'clock, and it really doesn't use many pellets, so it's pretty impressive that way. Royal Oak Charcoal, super happy to have them on board, and, of course, Pirate 50, Dale did an amazing job on a sign that he recently delivered to me that lights up and was quite the conversation piece over the weekend there. I'm looking for a guest, and I've got somebody in the queue. I don't know if that's his number or not. I'm going to just see. Is this Ken? The 816.
Hey, this is Ken.
Okay, it didn't have you down that you wanted to chat, so I'm sorry it didn't pick you up. But so we've got Ken Wood with us from Charcoal Cowboys, and you're just coming off your big win with Barbecue Pitmasters. Congratulations.
Thanks, appreciate that. And, hey, happy one-year anniversary today.
Well, thank you. Thanks a lot. But now it's not – you didn't just air this week. You aired – it's already been 2 weeks now, gosh. But you were – Battle Pork, I like to call it, and part of the Tennessee Championship. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience there with Pitmasters?
Well, you know, my experience with Pitmasters was, first of all, when you go on a show and you have other contestants there, I had two other great contestants, and Michael McDiarmid and Chris Chadwick, and they were awesome. And when I was going on the show, I actually told the casting agent, I was like, you know, if you could get people that know each other, you would have a much better show. You know,
yeah.
The banter between the teams is, it can be a lot of fun. And I thought that's what showed up in our show. We gave each other a little bit of a hard time, but we put it all in jest. And we had a good time doing it. And it really made it for a good show, you know.
Yeah, actually, you guys were a lot of fun to watch. And not saying that everybody's not fun to watch, but you could tell that you guys kind of knew each other. Chris had introduced me to you briefly when I was there, and I had not met either you or Michael. So, but you could tell you guys were having a little bit of fun, BSing back and forth. But how long have you been competing, Ken?
Yeah, they actually had it wrong. They had 1999, but it was actually 2009 when we started competing.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I'd had those extra 10 years, but no, wish I would have found it in 1999. But we really didn't know much about the barbecue culture and community until 2009, and that's when we started.
How did you get involved with it?
It was just a sort of a whim. Me and Paige and some guys at work, I love to cook. I've always cooked. When I was in college, I cooked for the house, and it's just something I love to do. My family, my dad, my grandfather are all great cooks, just in general, and whatever it might be. So I like to do it. We took some different cooking classes, just did all kind of crazy stuff. And I actually seen an ad in the paper for they were having a barbecue contest out at Gaylord, which is Arpaland Hotel in Nashville.
Yeah.
And I asked the guys, I said, hey, you guys interested in going to a barbecue contest? They're like, yeah, let's do it. And then I looked and it said, well, you got to have a charcoal grill. And I'm like, does anybody own a charcoal grill? And Paige's like, yeah, I got a couple of them. And I was like, okay, let's do this. But we had about 8 months before we went to that contest, and I brought a new brothel offset, and that's what I cooked on. I must have cooked on it every day leading up to that contest.
Wow.
My wife was so tired of barbecue smoked meat that she was just like, this has got to stop. But from the moment we dropped, I knew that this wasn't going to be our last one. You know, the barbecue community helped us. I mean, we just didn't know what we were getting into. Scott Burton of South Pork basically helped us through the process. And at that point, I knew that we were going to continually do it. You know, we were going to continue to come back and do more contests. And so that's how we got started.
Yeah. Now, how many people actually cook normally on your team?
It's normally me and Paige, normally the two of us. We have five other team members, but we got one in Arkansas and two locally. Got a Canadian on the team, but we just don't they don't get out as much as me and Paige. We're the ones committed to getting out. We're the ones who got the bug, and we just can't stop.
Yeah. Now, at the contest, you were cooking on a stump and a bullet.
Yeah, at the contest, I was using I had two Webers, and I ended up cooking on the bullet Weber, and then we were cooking on a sort of a modified stump. It was an old Elite 7 that the side fell off, and the and the firebox fell off of it. We sort of put her back together. We like to call it the Lone Ranger. He was left for dead, and we put it back together. So,
well, it served you well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely served you well. So, you know, they're looking for Memphis style, and you normally cook KCBS, right?
That's correct. I cook KCBS mostly, but I cooked MVNN, and I cooked the PBA as well. So I cooked the three different ones are ones that are local to us, and that's the ones we cook.
Now, how many cooks will you try to get in during a year?
This year, right now, I'm trying to do one MVNN, two TBAs, and then I think we're going to try to do six KCBS.
Yeah, because you guys are just really getting started in your area, aren't you?
Yeah, we're just now getting started. And the thing for us is, if you see on the show, we cook out of a trailer that we like to call the chuck wagon, but it's custom built out of wood. So we got fire on a wood trailer. That's always interesting. But so it's open, and so in this area during April. March and April, the wind and the rain, and you just don't know what the weather's going to get. So we have a tendency to try to wait until May to try to get out and start cooking. And so we have a lot more contests a little bit earlier in the year, but we just don't like to get out because it impacts our product so much.
Yeah.
Being out in the open like that.
Come on, Ken, that's what makes it a sport. even this weekend, I'm telling you, this is weird. This weekend in Fort Myers, the wind was hellacious, and I literally, and I realized what I should have done, I put a welding blanket on my stick burner, and I really should have put a welding blanket on my juice can, my ugly drum, because the wind impacted my drum, and I wasn't even thinking about it because the difference was 20 degrees. It was just windy as hell at night, so you laugh, but we were in 95-degree weather during the day, and then you know, I got my Mac Daddy blanketed up at night. It was ridiculous. So,
I know. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, what do you have coming up?
We'll be in Lewisburg not this weekend, but next weekend we'll do that one, and then McKenzie, Tennessee, which is a TBA contest. We're going to try to do that one June the 6th, I think. So it'll be a couple more weeks, and we'll be out for that. And then we'll be in Lexington, Kentucky for the Sam's contest up in Lexington, middle of June.
Is that your first round or is that a second round?
That'll be a first round for us.
Oh, God, I can't believe they're still doing that. I don't even know when ours was, whenever Fort Pierce was down here. So ours was the first one, so however long ago that was.
That was in February because we were in town doing the Pitmaster filming.
Y'all were
doing that contest.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot that. And you guys had really pretty cold weather too.
Well, you know, for us, we were lucky. The weekend we were there, it was 80-something degrees, right at 80-something degrees, mid-70s. Everybody else that came had cold, rainy weather, but we had good weather for the Memphis Challenge.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, it makes a difference to have it be a little bit easy on you. So not knowing the outcome, or at least everybody else not knowing the outcome, what would you recommend to, because, you know, I did not see your audition tape. And normally I try to find them. I just never came across your audition tape for some reason. What would you recommend to somebody that wants to get involved with one of these shows in the audition process?
So, you know, one of the things that the casting agent said to us last year, if your audition tape is good, just resubmit the same audition tape.
Oh.
Because the people in casting and now are familiar with you, they remember you from last year, and they've already bought into you a little bit. And so if you feel comfortable with your audition tape, just resubmit it. And especially if they've already asked you some extra questions, that means they were interested in you. You'd be better off to resubmit it. So what I did actually was I just resubmitted ours from the year before because we were actually auditioning for the new Bank of America commercial that's currently running right now.
Okay.
We were in the middle of auditioning for that with the same time that they were trying to get this audition tape in for Pitmasters. So I just resent the thing that we had done before and sort of following what that casting agent had said.
I actually saw your post that you guys had auditioned for that commercial because my boyfriend, he noticed that commercial. It's kind of amazing because he doesn't really notice that kind of stuff. And he's like, hey, do you know these guys who are on here cooking? And I said, no, but I'm pretty sure the guy on tonight auditioned for that. So what was that all about? How'd they contact you guys for that?
Yeah, Paige has a friend of a friend that's she's a model. And they told her at the agency that they were looking for real barbecuers to do a commercial. And so she gave Paige's number, reached out to Paige, they said, yeah, we want you to come in. So we went in and did that. And they were the guys they took came out of my last audition. We actually made it up to the last day. And the guys they took for the show was Victory Lane Barbecue out of Memphis. And Heath Ross. And so and he was there that day we were doing the last audition. So
well,
pretty interesting.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's absolutely fun. Now, you drove down to Tampa, didn't you?
Yeah, we drove to Tampa. We rented a trailer. We didn't want to bring our regular trailer because we weren't for sure carrying it all the way down there. So we actually rented a trailer, enclosed trailer, and brought all of our stuff down, which worked out well.
It's quite a process to get prepared for one of those shows, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I was probably, when it was all said and done, I was probably out about $3,000 with, because we had to bring all seasonings, all the sauces, and we didn't know what we were cooking, so prepare for everything. So we built all these sauces, then we had everything, then we had to have everything to make that sauce, but to build all of our seasonings and then buy all the ingredients of that seasoning. Since we make a lot of our stuff versus being commercial,
right.
We just had a lot of things to bring.
Yeah. I know Goob and Chris, they had bought a bunch of stuff, and then when I showed up with my trailer, they're like, well, can we use your Nutribullet? You know, I mean, it's like, yeah, take that crap back, because how many of those do you need? You know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
They took some stuff back, but only because their things got left on the side of the road and, you know, the FedEx debacle with snow, so.
Yeah, with Atlanta. Yeah, we got to come through the day after Atlanta was closed down, which was, pretty lucky, based on the timing, it ended up being perfect for us.
Yeah, because that really could have messed you up anyway. That would have been a big waste of time. I actually watched your segment again today. You know, DVRs are a beautiful thing, and
yes.
On Tuesdays I kind of do the barbecue overload, but I like your little comment about, well, do you have a lavender knife? Yeah, but he had lavender purple drawers for you.
And as we say, if you know Chris, he's probably somebody said, well, he probably showed you his drawers. And I said, he did. They just didn't let that on TV, you know. So.
No, that's pretty funny. I mean,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's what makes it fun, though, knowing the people.
It is. And you know, people who know me go, that's so your personality on the show. It's fun that they allowed that to be that. And that's me just giving you a little hard time, nothing too serious, you know. There was a couple lines they didn't take that I thought was, you know, pretty funny too. But then there were some lines that they took that I never remember singing. I like big butts, but so it makes a lot. I'm like, where did that come from?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that piece.
Yeah, because you probably, you know, you forget that there's a camera on you the entire time, and so they pick up that little thing, and yeah, you were singing that, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, the cameraman was gone when that happened. They hit me from a camera from long ways, I think, and got me mic'd up and turned around, and they zoomed in on another camera or something.
That's
so.
Pretty funny. Who was it that was cooking with you, Ken?
Yeah, Paige Thompson was cooking with me, and we share duties on the Cowboys, so We do everything on the team, and so he came down there and cooked with us. And really, honestly, I think that was the reason we really won. What you don't see on the show is that Paige was the whole almost over an hour trying to build a rub to have as a finishing rub on those ribs, because we knew what we had on there and we're not putting a sauce on wouldn't be enough to win. And he started with our cowboy dust and then added stuff, and we'd throw something out, we'd start all over again. And
oh.
he spent an hour on the grinder trying to get us a rub to finish those ribs off. And you never see any of that on the show, but I was up front doing all the TV stuff and never,
right.
He just knew that that wasn't going to work, and he really worked through all that. It was really nice when he was back there, because I didn't have to tell him anything. He knew what we had to have to win, and he was back there working on it, which was really nice.
You know, Linnea Oxley is probably the one who really brought that sediment up last year, in that you really need a second pitmaster. It's not you and a little helper, because your helper is not going to know everything that needs to be done, and that's why there's a difference with teams that come with two pitmasters ready to perform, because you're performing on camera and they're doing the duties.
Yeah, oh yeah. There's no way. I mean, he just knew everything. He knew all our times. He knew everything we were trying to hit, everything that we would want to present. And he knew things weren't meeting that, and he made the adjustments without me never knowing it, really, in the cook process. So.
Yeah, now you said you guys both share responsibility, so you guys don't have your meat split up. You guys literally share the responsibility of each category?
Yeah, we share the responsibility of each category. What we do is we come to an agreement. Like this weekend, we just spent time cooking ribs, chicken and brisket, and you can see a little bit on our Facebook page. And what we do is we come to an agreement on what we want to have as our profile for the year, and then we just work on cooking that to the best each year.
Right. Right.
So.
Let's go back to the ribs a second, because I only busted Chris's chops a couple of times about this. Your face was priceless.
Michael's face is the one that's priceless. Michael's face.
Well,
that's
true, because he probably didn't. Yeah, you kind of just did the dumbfounded, and I guess he kind of raised his eyebrows. But when Chris says, "Well, they saw us dry ribs," or people make them wet to make them dry, and it was like whatever he said. The poor guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's never going to live that down, is he?
No, he's not. He's not, and I know why he did it. I mean, there's a segment in there where I'm asking Paige, we're going dry, right? Dry. And we're trying to figure out, are we adding any liquid to this thing? Are we doing anything? And we're just like, no, dry, dry, dry. And we're talking ourselves out of making mistakes, You get in a hurry to get everything done, and you start overthinking stuff and making judgments on something because it's not your standard process.
Right, right.
Well,
and he was thinking, set the sauce on it and then put more dry rub on it. But did you not put any moisture in it when you wrapped them? Because I thought you did.
I didn't even. I'm the only of the last six pitmasters that cooked ribs. I'm the only pitmaster that did not put them in foil with parquet and sugar. All I did was I put them back in an aluminum pan on a rack, and I put some apple juice under the bottom. Not in them, but under the bottom.
Oh, yeah. You put it underneath.
And just wrapped them on top.
Yeah, that's right. So, like, you're giving it a little steam bath instead.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I do remember that now that I'm thinking back through the show. So, that's a tough decision because, I would say most caterers, because you cater, too, a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do fundraisers and different things like that, yeah.
Okay. Do you sauce your ribs when you take them out to a site?
Yeah, I think you're going to want to have sauce on them. I would burn, even in competition, I burn my sauce in. I like it burn in and part of the rib.
Yes, set up.
And I don't like my ribs very sweet at all. It's just my opinion of rib. I don't like anything sweet. I don't want something real sweet. I like I get a Snickers, but
sometimes so, that's what ribs are like. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you know when you're trying to turn into judges and you're trying to figure out what they want. You have to go a little bit sweeter, but
yeah.
But I would burn it in. I wouldn't have any sauce setting on it, and I would, and it would be quite a bit of time. I'd have it sauced in the smoker before I pulled it out. So.
Yeah. I just was curious. I knew that you did some catering. I didn't know if what it was what it was about. Is there any thought in the back of your head for restaurant or anything like that?
It's funny. Yeah, I had friends last night. A buddy of mine who's just opened a business is not in the restaurant business, but he was so positive with me. You know, hey, you should do this. Give it a shot. You know, you should try a restaurant business. We're also talking a little bit about ordering, being able to order a Boston butt over the internet and ship to your house. We're talking to a company about that. So we're looking at a couple different things. You know, we're just looking at decide if it's something we want to get into or not. I jumped off that ledge as far as going to competition. Not quite ready to jump off that ledge for the restaurant or catering or barbecue business at this point. But again, it's always your friends and family who talk you of jumping off that ledge, and they're really buzzing my ear right now. So,
well, of course, because I mean, it is one of those opportunities for you to seize the moment. Obviously, now, do you have your own line of seasonings or anything that you're doing?
We do. We don't have anything bottled, but we do make most everything that we've been using is our own line. Our Perfect Score came off of our own stuff that we do. So.
That was going to be my next question. Tell us about that, because you had to be thrilled about that.
Yeah, it's funny. They missed a little bit in the show. They talked a little bit about where Paige wouldn't give me the trophy, but it was one of them situations where when we won this, we were down at the Music City Barbecue Festival, so it's a local festival. We got all our friends and family out. It's a party weekend. Basically for us, everybody's out. We're on Riverfront in Nashville, if anybody knows what that is. And it's a big stage up on the river, and they go through all the categories. And of course, you don't get your name called, and you're devastated. You're first place brisket, and they did a little deal. The lady doing it, who does the morning show here, she's like, "Have you ever had the perfect brisket? Well, this is the perfect brisket. These guys have cooked the perfect brisket this weekend." And did a little stuttering work where she's just going through this whole thing. And I'm like, well, I guess we're out, you know. Because the weekend before, the brisket we cooked the weekend before was unbelievable. And this one wasn't as good. And it had got like 20th place. So, I'm devastated.
Wow.
So I'm devastated, you know. And so... And then she called Charcoal Cowboys, and Paige's son was cooking with us, and he turned towards Paige and said, "What do I do?" And Paige grabbed me and goes, "I'm going to the stage." And then my wife had left me, and the lady beside me basically jumped up in my arms and was straddling me. She's going, "Woo, woo!" And I'm throwing my hat up in the air. And I'm like, "Yeah!" I start running towards the stage, and Richard Preston, that is a KCBS rep, he goes, "Man, your wife's all excited." I said, "That's not my wife." And he's like,
"Oh, no.
I don't want to know."
We haven't seen any of those pictures.
And then Paige would never give me the trophy. He walked around with that perfect score trophy and pin all night. I was like, "Hey, can I even look at it? Can I have a picture taken with it?" You know. So.
Now,
that was fantastic.
Was that MBN or was that KCBS?
That's KCBS. Yeah,
it was
KCBS.
KCBS. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
That's amazing, and that's a high you don't come off of. But that also puts a lot of extra pressure on you, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, to go back and try to cook that again, you know.
Yeah.
And the funny part of it, our briskets had been so good that year, and that was probably the one that it was probably in between the second and third best we cooked. Mm-hmm. But the one before, the weekend, 2 weekends before that one that we cooked 2 weekends before, was just I couldn't stop eating it. And normally, when you cook so much. In a contest, you don't want to eat anything. You just taste it and you say, "Okay, it's good. Let's go."
Yeah, no kidding.
I couldn't stop eating it. And I'm like, "This is the best thing I've ever had."
Wow.
You know, and it bottomed out, and so you know, but
that's
good
funny.
Times.
That's funny. Jim Elzer, who's one of my sponsors, does a beef injection. And when we passed each other turning in brisket this weekend, I said, Jim, if I don't win brisket this week, because I keep getting so close, if I don't win brisket this week, there's something wrong. So he goes, come on, turd. And we go over to his trailer. He goes, I want you to try this. And I took a piece of his brisket, and I go, well, I guess something's wrong then, because it was amazing. And I don't even think he placed first. I think he got, I should look before I say that, I think he got like second or something, and it was really good. And, you know, you never know, can it? It's just like everything else. You're cooking for those six judges. That's what you got to do. Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't know what the attitudes you're going to have on the table. You know, you just don't know.
No, not at
all.
Just
do what you can.
Yeah. Go ahead. Well, you said you do what you can.
Yeah. So you do what you can, and then you hope, you know, that makes one that you get six judges to give you a perfect score. It does mean a lot. I mean, it means a lot. So
they do something very special there. Do you guys get some kind of pin or banner for the special or perfect score with KCBS?
Yeah, we get a pin. You get a pin. That's what you get. You get a little pin with a 180 on it.
Yeah, people would like those pins. That's very exciting. Tell us a little bit about your experience with now, I had not met Tuffy till I picked up my equipment. I'd never met him before, but I'd been to Myron's class, and I knew Mo, too. But how was your experience with the boys?
You know, it's interesting. They hold that – you don't really talk to the judges. They're there to judge, and they're not here. They're not there to talk to the contestants. And our conversations were extremely limited. I know Paige had a point where him and Mo were walking to the catering table and were talking, and then he said, you know, all of a sudden Mo realized that he was talking to him and just dropped back.
Oh.
And Paige was like, oh, Paige said, then I realized too, and I just sped up and walked off, you know. They really make sure that's separated.
Yeah. Yeah, was Casey the gal, was she your handler there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought she was going to pull my 83-year-old dad out of the van and pin him down to sign those papers. I was like, wow, back off, honey. I go, he'll sign the papers. She's like, get him out of the van. He needs to sign, too. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, I guess I understand why. I mean, they got a lot invested in it.
Well, it's a pretty well-oiled machine that they have going on there, and you guys definitely gave a great performance. Did you do a viewing party?
I did do a viewing party.
Oh, wait, you did at the bar. I saw pictures of it. That's right.
Yes, yes.
Did you have a good turnout?
We had over 100 people that came out.
Nice.
And it's really fantastic. We had a back half of a restaurant bar, and we had patrons in from the restaurant. And during the show, it was still pretty loud. We couldn't really hear everything. And just at the end, when they were about to have me and Michael up there, the restaurant just went dead silence, crickets, boom. And everybody in the bar, so you got, I don't know, maybe 200-something people in there, and they called our name, and the place, only our crew erupted, jumping up in the air, and you could see everybody jumping up in the air.
Aww.
And going crazy. And so, you know, it was like reliving it. I was stressed the whole time. It's funny, I was reliving it all over again.
Well, it is stressful. I mean, you've got a lot of potential money on the line, that number one.
Yeah.
And you don't want to look stupid.
Yep. Yeah. And you don't know how they're going to cut it. You have no idea how the show is going to turn out.
Right.
And you don't know if you're going to look stupid in the show. You know, you just don't know. And so you're nervous about that.
Don't you think, now when I look back at all the things, I think they really do a good job not to make anybody look stupid. I think they let one guy look stupid, and it was that dumbass that flipped him off. And I don't remember, I can't think of his name, but he was a...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure
yeah,
I'll
Kansas
get...
City.
Yeah, and he was, yahoo! And then Byron, did he just flip us off? They let him look stupid because that was just above ignorant.
Yeah.
You know, but I think they do a really good job, you know, not making anybody look stupid, because they picked you for a reason. They know everybody's a good cook, you know, some cooks are going to have bad days and what have you, but I think they do a good job, and you guys did a great job, and I can't, you know, thank you enough for spending some time with us. Is there anything you'd like to leave anybody with?
You know, the only thing for us right now is we are going to do an NBNN and a KCBS in Nashville, and we're sort of looking for a meet sponsor. If anybody's ever out there looking for a team to sponsor, we're looking for one for the Nashville contest at this point. So other than that, you can catch us up on our Facebook site, Charcoal Cowboys. You can message me there. So.
Okay, and do you have a website also? I meant to ask you that earlier.
No, we don't have a website yet. We're working on it.
We're
in the works on the website, but right now we're using the Facebook Charcoal Cowboys page. So.
Okay. Well, you know, I really appreciate your time, and congratulations to you and Paige. We're looking forward to seeing you come up in the semifinals and everything. And, you know, if you want to come back on again anytime, I'd love to have you on.
Well, we'll see after semifinals, see if you want to have me back on or not. How about that?
Oh, hey, we are non-judgmental here. Whether you win or lose, we can always talk barbecue, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ken, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot. All righty, good night. That's Ken Wood with Charcoal Cowboys, and you can catch him probably on a repeat of Pitmasters if you haven't seen him yet. And I'm going right to my next next caller, and it is one of my sponsors, Ray Carnes with Rec-Tec Pellet Cookers. Are you there, Ray?
I am. How are you doing, Lori?
I'm doing great. Are you feeling good? Because you've been under the weather a little bit.
Yeah, I had a cold that I just couldn't quite shake, but I'm back to my old self. Charcoal Cowboys, that's a cool name. I like that.
Well, and you know, I didn't ask him, and I meant to ask him how they came up with that, because I wondered if I think it's Cowboy Charcoal is a name of a brand. So I meant to ask him how he got that. Maybe on his next visit we'll find out how they came up with that name. But so let's talk about National Barbecue Month and how the Rec-Tec Pellet Cooker can be part of that.
Yeah, well, you know, we are doing our best to get the word out there. A lot of people, bloggers and cookers, are out there talking about the Rec-Tec. And it just is a great tool to add to an arsenal to cook some great Q. It's built like a tank. It's got perfect control, and it's just designed to kind of level the playing field where where a backyard hack can now do all the things that these guys do on TV who stay up all night. He can do it by pressing a button, and that's kind of the whole idea with the pellet grill. Nothing against stick burners, of course. They make great barbecue as well, but the fact that just the ease of it, you can push a button and go to get some sleep.
Yeah, no, and, you know, the thing that I really like about it, I mean, everybody knows that you're one of my sponsors. I have to tell you, I had a guy from Naples, and you might realize who it is. He's from the UK. He's been in the Naples area for a while, and he just got delivery of one, and whether you took the order or the other boy in the office did, he is so happy with the cooker. But he came around. I mean, he kept coming around. I was letting him taste stuff and, you know, asking questions about the cooker, because he's actually at a condo association where they weren't going to let him have it. He had to have it approved because, you know, they're thinking.
You know, I remember hearing about that guy. I remember that.
He's so happy with the cooker, Ray. And I said, well, I'm going to talk to Ray on Tuesday. I'm going to make sure to tell him. But, you know, he came back a couple of different times, and, you know, we were talking about the cooker, and he wanted to look at things. And you said it was built like a horse. It really has some substance to it when you look at the other pellet cookers for weight and everything.
Yeah, as far as bang for your buck, and that was kind of our mission, is to, you know, build a better mousetrap, if you will. And we really, our goal was to bring back kind of some old school customer service. And if you read our reviews, like on Amazon, for example, I'm so proud of those, because it's completely out of my control. And the nice things that people take time out of their busy schedule to write about their experience, their Rec-Tec experience, it really is amazing to us and humbling, to be honest with you. You know, it's just when I sit there and read it, and Rec-Tec started with me sketching out something on a piece of paper, and to read those reviews is very surreal.
Yeah, and the other thing that I like about it, having had another pellet cooker, is, you know, I just push the button on. I don't have to wait for it to cycle and come back. And, you know, it goes straight to, I think, 180 off the top of my head. And then
180
I adjust,
to 500.
Huh?
It goes from 180 to 500 is the range and temperatures you can pick from.
Yeah, well, I guess I start mine out at 180, and then I boost it from there. But I'm, yeah, totally thrilled with it. And I've actually cooked something at 400 in there. I seared something, and I was like, I wonder what this is going to do to the paint, and it didn't make a change.
No, not at all. It's I cook a lot of things at north of 450 and 500 degrees, and, you know, you know what, Lori, you've got to try some chicken wings. I tell everybody this. Instead of smoking them, go 1 hour at 400, and it will just blow your mind. They're amazing. So, it's very versatile. You can bake, smoke, sear, grill, dehydrate on it. You know, you can even do jerky or a wood-fired pizza at 425. Make some of the most wonderful pizza. You can crank it up to 500, do steaks and burgers, or, you know, do some low and slow at 225 for some pork. So it's designed to be very versatile. I mean, you can read all about it on our website, which is www.rectechgrills.com, and that's R-E-C-T-E-C, no H on tech. But,
right.
Yeah, it's and we also have a Facebook page now that Charcoal Cowboy got me thinking about that, and it's Rectech Grills on Facebook, and feel free to go there and like us there as well.
Yeah, you've got a pretty good following there. You know, today when I was re-looking at the Barbecue Pitmasters that Ken was on, there's actually a really good shot of the cooker. It's too bad that they didn't have anything that they felt comfortable enough to cook on it because they weren't familiar with the cooker. But there was a decent shot of it there. You know, I get a lot of people coming by trying to figure out what kind of cooker it is, you know, because they see it with my other little group there. So I get a lot of interest of people, you know, wondering, oh, we love the handles. That's the first thing everybody says.
I was going to say, everybody's got to come up and grab those bullhorn handles. They're micropolished stainless steel bullhorn handles, and they really make that grill pop.
Yeah, they do. And they're actually, what's good about it, too, is, you know, I hate to say it, but I get mine greasy at a contest, and they're still pretty easy to grab onto, but I think, oh, man, these are so greasy right now. But but the difference in the dimension of them make it a little easier to handle, and, you know, your hands roll with it, I guess, is what I'm thinking. It makes it easy to move around it. So,
That's right.
Is there any other things that you – because I know you were doing a few other things as people were requesting them. Is there any other new items that you guys are bringing on board?
We've got some exciting things that I can't talk about yet, but
aww,
we have some exciting things coming. I'm sorry. I'll tell you about one of them. We have a Rectech meat probe coming out that's going to have two meat probes and one pit probe, and it's going to have you're going to be able to download a Rectech app for your phone, and you'll be able to check in, set your Rectech at 225 and check in on the internal temperature of your meat from any location. So you don't even have to be home, and you can know where you're at on your smoke.
You are going to make a lot of people happy with that.
It's going to be really cool.
Yeah. Any idea when you're hoping for that to make the market?
That's probably 3 months out, and I don't even know the MSRP on that. It's probably going to be a little bit pricey in the $70 range, but we are working on it right now. We have engineers working on that item as we speak.
Well, you do know anybody that has a Rectech that's doing competition is going to want one of those, especially if you can do the app with it. Oh, yeah, you're going to have a bunch of happy people with that. And Cookin' Pellets, now you guys actually have cookinpellet.com bag your pellets, correct?
Does Perfect Pellet do the Perfect Mix?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of our pellets that we carry. Yes, it is. It's a great pellet. It's maple, apple, cherry, and hickory blended together.
Right.
There might be one other one in there.
I think you said them all. I don't know. And then you have 100% hickory available also, too.
We
right?
have 100% hickory, and we have a red oak, white oak, and hickory blend Rec-Tec pellet that we manufacture as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I really like the perfect mix. That's what I tend to gravitate towards, and I think everybody, when they smell it, they're like, oh, what are you cooking in with there? Because it really does make a difference.
It does really smell good.
Yeah, now, grill grates are another hand-in-hand with the Rec-Tec. I think you would agree with that. I don't know. We haven't kind of talked about that, but I think people really like to use the grill grates in the Rec-Tec.
Sure.
Too.
It just gives you kind of another level.
Yep.
And another whole flavor profile you can add by adding those grates, because it just does an unbelievable, you know, sear on the steak. And so people really enjoy using it, particularly when the grill's brand new. You know, I hate when somebody gets a Rec-Tec without the grill grates, and they the first thing they cook is a steak because the grill's not seasoned in, you know, and they taste great, but they're not colored up as pretty as they should be.
Yeah, you're
so,
right.
Those grill grates really kind of take the – and if you're into magazine-quality-looking steaks, there's nothing better than that. I mean, do a little quarter turn, 2 minutes in, and you get the perfect crosshatch marks.
Well, I will say the people who post to your Facebook page really do post some great-looking food. Now, I've cooked pizza in the Rec-Tec, and then last week I cooked this amazing pizza. Well, I called it a pizza fatty. I rolled it and then wrapped it in bacon.
Picture.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It came out so beautiful. But I'm going to say probably one of the best things that have come off of there is I did a 12-pound huge pork loin on it, and it came out amazing.
Yeah, my favorite thing on them is a prime rib, I believe. But it's hard to cook a bad meal on a Rec-Tec. It really is. I mean, you can do everything. I mean, I've done casseroles and meatloafs and mac and cheese. Heck, we've got some customers on Facebook that share pictures. They've baked cakes and done cookies. It's pretty crazy what people will put on there.
Well, we just did a cook where everybody was allowed to vent. So basically all the meat afterwards, I was kind of laughing when Ken said his wife was sick of it. My boyfriend will hardly put barbecue in his mouth anymore. He's so sick of it. But I had everything cooked, and then I just loaded it into the Rec-Tec. And as people were ordering it, we were pulling it out, and it was the perfect, you know, oven. And that's what it becomes, you know, when you're holding stuff. You set the temperature,
right.
You don't have to worry about it.
You can treat it. You can treat it as an oven when you set the temperature, and
yeah.
That's why, you know, we say it's so versatile. You can bake, smoke, sear, grill, or dehydrate on it.
Yeah. Now I hadn't thought about the dehydrating, but I'm going to have to look into that now. Have you thought about doing another size? Because somebody asked me about that, if you were going to do another size pellet cooker.
We will be doing another size.
You will?
That's what I didn't want to talk about.
Oh, sorry.
But,
well, you know.
Okay. I'm not going to lie to you, so you asked me a direct question.
okay.
But, no, we're going to be having a Rec-Tec Mini. And,
oh, good.
It's 3 or 4 months away, so we're going to miss the grilling season. But it's going to be a small unit with folding, rollable legs that you can pick up one side, kind of like a traveling suitcase, and take it with you tailgating or take it. It's a little more mobile. Or if you have a second home, you could have a second Rec-Tec over there.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and somebody specifically asked me that. I mean, obviously they. I think because I've got the banner up that I know everything going on, and I said, well, I'm going to be talking about it. You can, listen in and find out, and I would remember to ask you. I think that's, a natural progression to have
that's
another
right.
site. Yeah. And so,
they have some options for customers.
Yeah, absolutely. And then so the other one is, any thought of doing a bigger pellet cooker?
No, because when you do a bigger cooker, it's hard with pellets to get a real even cook. Like the Rec-Tec is so even on some of the larger cookers. Then you have to add a second pit, fire pit.
Right.
And it's just such a smaller, I know you competition guys love it, but it's a small market for the large cookers. So we're going to just focus on the the two sizes.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the guy from the UK said, I just couldn't believe the customer service, and he's so happy with his cooker, and it's kind of fun when somebody, you know, just walks up and says, oh, are you loving your Rec Tech? And I'm like, well, yes, I am.
Well, you know, it's that customer service part is really resonating with people that, like
yeah.
I said earlier, we're kind of bringing that old school customer service. Every single person that's ever purchased the Rec Tech has my personal cell phone number. And that's just a powerful thing, I think, for the inventor of my partner and I. They have my partner Ron's cell phone number as well. And that's just a powerful thing. We, you know, when you have the two owners' personal cell phone numbers, we're available, you know, even to talk food. I field food questions on the weekend, and I love talking grills. I've always been a passionate griller, and so we kind of welcome that. And like I said, it's really resonating with the consumers that we've brought that old-school customer service back.
Yeah, and that's important because if it's bad customer service, you're going to hear about that, but it sure is nice when somebody only has positive to say. So that's really great. So I'm going to see you, not this weekend, but next weekend in Evans, Georgia. So that's a big cook-off there, right?
That's right. It's the Banjo Q Bluegrass Festival. And it's at the Lady Antebellum Theater here in Evans, Georgia. Beautiful place. And it's a pretty big contest. Johnny Trigg was down here for it last year, so it'll be interesting to see what big names come out this year.
Well, I actually have talked to, there's going to be quite a few there, and Matt Barber, who won our team of the year in Fort Myers, in Florida last year, he's going to actually be up there. So I know there will at least be two Florida teams up there, and that'll be kind of fun. I'm glad there will be somebody else up there that I know already, plus you. Are you going to have a Rec Tech display up there?
I have a team that I'm kind of sponsoring, some local guys that are going to go up there and give it a whirl. This is probably only their fifth competition ever, but just so because it is in my backyard, I wanted to make sure we had some presence up there. I've been a little spread too thin these days for competitions, and I just don't have the time, so I asked them to do it for me, and they're going to go up there and have a go at it.
Well, you asked me to come up too, so you know you at least got two Rec Techs up there.
that's right. I'm representing well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so will you, I didn't even realize, I guess, that you actually competed yourself before.
I did a little bit. You know, I just did a local stuff. I didn't travel or anything, and I did a few competitions. I did well, but I just took it so personally when I do it, because it's, you know how subjective it can be. And the matter of fact, the last one I did was last year's Banjo Q, and I didn't place well. It's like the team that won, I beat the previous time I competed against them, and they won, and I was 20 spots behind them. It just drove me crazy because I didn't do anything different. They didn't do anything different. And so I just said I just was losing too much sleep over it, and I retired from the competition day. I mean, I wouldn't sleep for 2 weeks thinking about it. So,
see, Ray, you know, I tell people I'm not used to losing things or, you know, losing it. Stuff when I go, I really try to do well. I have learned to be a really good loser in barbecue. it's a new experience, but it's that's what makes it a sport. It is subjective. You don't know, and you can have all kinds of opinions with it. When you were competing, were you competing with KCBS or were you competing with GBA?
KCBS.
Okay. I just was curious because, you know, you've got...
And I only did one the Banjo Fuse KCBS, right?
Right. Yes, it is.
Yeah. That's the only one I actually did at KCBS. The others were smaller town events that I did, and I don't even think that it was official. I was going out there and having a good time and showing off my Rec Tech.
Yeah, well, that's what gets people to buy them, is them
that's
seeing...
That's right.
It really is. The guy from American Barbecue America magazine, he took some great pictures with the Rec Tech, and you know, I have it loaded up with chicken, and I realize he took this one picture that I have my scrap size, I call them, and I just throw them in a pan and, you know, just let them cook away, and he's got them on there. People are probably going, what in the world is she cooking like that at a contest, you know, because it wasn't my contest chicken, it was the scraps, you know, that I wasn't going to turn in. So I'm like, but it's a great picture, and, you know, the
you
color.
You have to email
really,
it to me.
Huh?
You have to email it to me.
Oh, it's on their, it's actually on their website and on their Facebook page. He spent some time coming back and forth and taking some pictures. He was, he asked several questions about it, and then I noticed they did a review on all the big cookers right now and included Rec Tech as part of that.
I'm with you to worry about it. I'll look at that tonight.
Oh, yeah, you definitely need to see it. It was in the magazine. There's towards the back, it was I'm going to say it was a review on just all the types of cookers out there, and it included Rec Tech in there. But they didn't they didn't have any of the pictures of them cooking at that time, just a regular promo shot. But it was really,
right.
It's good coverage. Every little bit of pictures help, you know.
It does. We got to get the word on the street.
Yep, absolutely. Now, you guys are actually located in Marietta?
Well, our corporate office is we distribute the Rec Tech's distribution center is here in Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, Augusta, I'm sorry, that's right.
Which is, Evans, where you're going to be, where I'm going to see you is a suburb of Augusta. And
okay.
So we're right here in the midst of the Augusta National and all.
Okay, are you going to come out there on Thursday, or will you not be there till Friday?
No, I'll be out there Thursday. I'll come find you, and I'll call you on your cell phone, and we'll meet up Thursday evening.
Well, that sounds like a wiener, because I'm really looking forward to it, and like I said, I'm glad somebody else from Florida is going. Matt Barber actually said that was one of his bucket list contests that he wanted to do, because people do talk about what a great job they do.
Yeah, it's really grown since they started it, and they've got some great bands there, so it's going to be a fun weekend. And hopefully we'll have some gorgeous weather. It's starting to really get hot here.
Yeah, we're knowing about it. It was brutal in Fort Myers on Saturday after the cook, because I still don't have air conditioning in my trailer. I really felt my age. I was done at the end of that contest. Yeah, I mean, it was 95, and you know how those trailers get when you're trying to do your boxes. So it was brutal. It was definitely brutal. Anything you want to leave us with tonight?
Well, just that we would love people to check out our website and like us on Facebook. And if you have any questions ever about my product, you can call our office toll-free anytime, and we will gladly have one of our professionals talk to you about the grills. All of the guys that work for me own a Rec Tech and cook and live the lifestyle, you know what I mean? So they really understand it. Our toll-free number is 855-696-0890. And so if anybody has any questions, just feel free to call us anytime.
Well, that's important. What you just said is that everybody working there works on grills on a Rec Tech. They know how to use it. With it being National Barbecue Month, any quick tips you might give somebody that if they're new to the grilling industry or grilling hobby or lifestyle, as you would call it?
Yep, buy a Rec Tech.
Well, there you go. That about clinches it. Yeah, well, I mean, okay, we'll let it go with that. So you heard it here first from Ray Carnes to buy a Rec Tech. Do you want to tell us, just so they have a retail number in their head, what is the
Oh, yeah, the Rec Tech retails for $998. It's got a six-year factory warranty, and we also have six-month sameness cash through GE Capital.
Oh.
It takes the sting out of it a little bit. So,
is that new?
No, we've had that, but you have to call in for that. You can't do it on the web store, so we have to actually get a phone call if you want to take advantage of that offer.
Yeah, but that's pretty huge in the economics out there right now. So for somebody that's thinking about it and that great price point and to split it up for 6 months, that's amazing. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. You don't have to pay off in 6 months, but, I mean, it's interest-free if you do.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Ray. Well, listen, thanks so much for being with us, and I appreciate you as a sponsor and look forward to finally meeting you in person next week.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you, and I'm looking forward to it as well.
Sounds great.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, be safe out there.
All right, take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. That was Ray Carnes, everybody, and Ray again with RecTech. Check him out on Facebook with RecTech Grills, and then it's RecTech.com online. Now, I'm actually waiting for Jay Robertson to call in, but I also wanted to go back and just mention once again my sponsors, Sweet Smoke Q. Oh, here's Jay already. Here we go. We're going right to Jay. Jay, are you there?
I sure am.
Okay, happy days. I thought I had a couple seconds in there. Okay, so Jay's with the city of Fernandina Beach, and you have a non-sanctioned contest coming up. So let's talk about that.
Okay. The weekend of June 27th through the 29th, we've decided to hold a little invitational non-sanctioned event that features both the GBA and the FBA meets, keeps most of the traditional ones in there, both pulled pork and also ribs, but uses both of their feature meats, which is the pork loin from GBA and the brisket from FBA. That way we could try to kind of get the top guys from each organization to kind of meet on a middle playing ground and, you know, just have an event where it's not really a festival. It just gets the guys all in one place and lets them battle it out to just a good old-fashioned cookout.
Well, and, you know, I was looking today because the other day when I talked to you, I almost felt like I was trying to drag stuff out of you, but I was trying to drag stuff out of you that doesn't apply, you know, when we were talking. And I went and I was looking at your paperwork, which I can't seem to print. But anyway, how did you guys decide to do this? Because it's really the City Parks and Rec that's putting this on, isn't it?
Yeah. I've done events, did our first barbecue event probably about 6 years ago, and I run two regular non-sanctioned events, more backyard geared. One in the spring, which is just a regular rib cook-off, and then one in the fall, which is a butts and brisket competition. And
that's the bigger one, right? The butts and brisket contest?
No, actually, the rib cook-off, now, the last 2 years, we've gotten close to 65 teams each time we go. So, because it's easy. I mean, every guy thinks they can cook ribs, and, you know, we get everybody from Munchies and, you know, some top-of-the-line guys to guys that are competing in their first event. And go ahead.
Oh, no, I just, when you said Munchies, it's a little different than a normal contest then?
Yeah, it's a little different than a normal contest because we provide, with both of our non-sanctioned ones, the ones that we normally do, We provide all the meat for everybody, and what we do is they get a little bit to turn in for the judges, and then we collect the rest back, and we put everyone's name on it and package it with sides and sell them back to the community so they get a chance to taste what real competition barbecue tastes like instead of just a handful of vendors. So you have a chance to get, you know, food from all 60 teams or something along that line. So
wow, I haven't been able to go to one of those events. I didn't realize that what you guys were doing there. What are those, because we might as well talk about them too. What does the profits go for those other two contests?
It goes back into the Recreation General Fund, which allows
us
to, you know, continue putting on events, increase the facilities. And, we've been able to grow our facilities to be able to host bigger events like the Battle at the Beach, and also our Tourist Development Council puts on the KCBS Great Southern Tailgate in our area.
Right.
So, we've been able to outfit those with, you know, power and water to be able to accommodate 60, 70 teams at any given point. So, You know, it's been nice. You know, we started 6 years ago with our first rib cook-off with, I think, 9 teams.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, it was just a bunch of guys that got together and decided they wanted to cook. And then, I mean, we make it really affordable. I think it's usually only $50 a team, and that's with the meat provided. So
yeah, wow.
You know,
yeah.
So we drag them. We drag them from a little bit of everywhere. We've had them from as far down as Miami to Tony Sadler comes down every year from North Carolina. So
nice.
But this guy, the Battle of the Beach, kind of stemmed from the last 2 years I had done a Georgia Barbecue Association event, and this year our City Hall necessarily didn't want to put money out for yet another festival. So I was like, well, if they won't let me have a festival, then I'll just do a flat-out competition, you know, and just I'll get the guys that all enjoy cooking together, and I'll invite, you know, people that I got a hold of Thomas Henry, and, you know, he gave me some list of guys that he thought would make the trip, and, you know, this one we're not really looking to make any money on. Pretty much every dollar that's given in team fee is going to get paid right back out. So, you know, we just want to do something that's a little bit different that, you know, just the cooks can come and enjoy themselves, and we get to show off our little island over here. So,
well, and I noticed that we can come in on Thursday and we don't have to leave till Monday. That's amazing.
Yeah, and yeah, we've got power and water for everybody, and it's not too often that, you know, outside other than paying $100 a night over at Fort Clinch to be able to camp out there, but you know, the location's right on the other side of the sand dune from Main Beach right there, so
mm-hmm.
You know, we've got power and water and bathroom facilities, and you know, the rec center is right down the street if in case anybody needs a shower. I mean,
that would be me.
it's a pretty special location, and you know, what my job with the city as a recreation manager is to think outside the box and try to get new and exciting things. And if, you know, if we drag in these 30 plus barbecue teams and show off the area, it's hopes that, you know, they would make this a vacation point at one point in time. So,
yeah. Actually, you know, a little side note, Amelia Island, the Ritz there is like my favorite place to go in the state of Florida. They totally take care of their people, but, and I forget the name of the place, but I've been over there where you can ride horses on the beach.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And
yeah, that's...
The cool thing is they go, well, does anybody know how to ride? And, you know, my honey at the time and I both rode, and they said, you need to pay real close attention. Second these two horses hit that beach, you're going in the water. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, those horses see that water and they haul butt.
Yeah,
on any given
weekend, you head down towards the south end, and it's a constant trail of at least 5 or 6 horses coming through there. So
yeah,
well, I took my little boy down there recently, and it was the first time he had really been face to face with a pack of horses there. So they came trotting by, and it was pretty neat for him to see. But yeah, I mean the area just offers so much. You know, it's any chance we get to showcase it's, you know, just fine with me. And if I get to eat some barbecue scraps, then, hey, I'm all for that.
That's even better. Well, this is real exciting. You seem like you have a pretty good list of teams already.
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten, you know, the GBA guys are just hopping on board. But we have, you know, Smokin' 42 out of GBA and Bubba
mm-hmm.
Grills, which are two perennial top-notch teams. And then the FBA guys, I was lucky enough to get a confirmation with Jim and Sweet Smoke Q and Matt.
Oh, is he going to come? Good, good.
Yep, Matt and Hot Pachulas and, of course, Thomas and Gary Blevins and, you know, a couple other Winks and yourself. And,
oh, good, Winks are coming. That's always a fun time.
And I'm still waiting.
I didn't see
Rubs
not
to hear.
Making it.
What's that?
I said Rub's not making it. I saw that.
No, he's getting a chance to go out of town for a special trip to Europe, so I can't compete with that.
Yeah, that's kind of
I talked to Dana this morning, and it looks like Big Papa's is going to be able to make it. And still waiting to hear from those guys at Unknown. They keep checking the schedule and double-checking, and They said it looks hopeful, but still waiting for that confirmation from those guys because we really only have about 3 spots left because I want to keep this nice and intimate and, you know, where we don't have to be so spread out. I want to keep everybody within arm's reach and,
right,
you know, make it a real, real homey feeling. And we're going to do dinner for everybody Friday night, so we'll provide dinner. And, you know, we've got some little side games where cornhole, and there's a little miniature golf place right next door that's willing to do a tournament for us if anybody's up for that. And now Gary Blevins and Matt Lee from Smoke Rising are running their mouth, and they want to do a wings competition on Friday night, and Matt's throwing out there a steak challenge. So they're all everybody's running their mouth and trying to get the little side pots going. So.
Well, I'm in on the wings for sure, and if you're going to do steak, I'll do that too. I'll get my paperwork out tomorrow. Do you think that that they're going to do a steak challenge too?
From what I understand, them going back and forth today, that it looks like Matt throwing down the gauntlet that you know, his steak's going to take it. And I know Forrest has been on there, and I think he's taking the challenge. And of course, Jack with Captain Jack's is all in. So, you know, even if it's 5 or 6 guys, anything to drum up a little competition, we'll have it. So it's all about the cooks this weekend. Whatever they want to do.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time, and obviously it's great that you're able to do that. We normally don't have many weekends off, so it's kind of cool to see that some of the guys that are dying for weekends off, like Matt from Hot Wachula and Sweet Smoke Jim, you know, that they're willing to come up. That's great because I know this was their 20th week in a row, and they're both off this weekend. So.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised to hear from those guys. I know how
good.
Busy they all are and how, you know, how much time and effort they put into everything. But, you know, I think the venue and the fact that it's not the full-on stress of the event and people going in and out trying to get by and doing all this stuff, you know, I was hoping that it would be something unique enough where, you know, it was kind of a draw, and I've had a lot of guys, you know, helping me pump it up with Thomas and Matt and Dave Haskett with Pig in a Pokey, who's, you know, they've all beat the bush, and they've gone out there and stood up for me and, you know, said that I'll put on I won't disappoint them whenever they get here. So hopefully I can live up to that.
Well, your location is everything, so location, 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 and you definitely have it. I'm sure you'll fill those other 3 spots pretty quickly, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a great time.
Yeah, we're hoping to. I'm a little tired of waiting for it, but only another month, so we'll be fine.
Anything you want to leave us with tonight?
No, if there's anybody else that's floating around out there that this sounds like a great time, you know, get a hold of me. We're bouncing around all over the FBA Facebook page right now, talking trash and posting info, so get on there and I'm easily accessible. So you know, anybody that wants to join us, well, up to 3 more people that want to join us, are more than welcome to. And you know, you guys over there at Unknown, you know, if you hear this, we're ready for you. Jim wants some payback from the IPC, so he said,
oh,
there
you go.
Yeah, he wants some payback
from
that
IPC. You're definitely keeping up.
Yeah, so I heard that was a tight race, so he definitely wants a rematch. So
there's some great cooks down there, and that IPC Invitational is a brainchild of the Swino Boys, and it's turned out to be a fun event, and this is their second year, so you know, maybe we'll be talking about this next year, and it'll be your second year to do the middle point. This is fun that it's like it's going to be something different. I just one more thing. I did see that you said you've got sanctioned judges that are going to do this.
Yeah, we've scoured the earth here for, and I've gotten a pretty good pool of them through my. Actually, what's really drawn them out is being able to post my events, the non-sanctioned ones, on the FBA website.
Yeah.
But I usually post my other two, and you know, I've had a lot of judges come out and offer their services just to come out and, you know, join us, and I've got a nice little pool of judges that we
Great.
Can rely on. So I think I've got about 28 certified judges already confirmed. So, you know, it looks like we need probably about 7 more, which should be able to fill us up for the day. And, my plan is, and which I don't see it being a problem, is 100% certified judges for that weekend. So
that'll be great. Well, Jay, thanks so much for being with us. Looking forward to it. There's always a reason to go up to that area. It's a beautiful area. If somebody hasn't been, and since you can stay till Monday, can become a little weekend getaway for a family.
Yeah, and it's perfect. We just got a brand new semi-permanent inflatable water slide, which I probably shouldn't tell the cook teams this now so they don't plan ahead, because I know how crazy those guys get. But there's a big 36-foot tall by 140-foot water slide that's going in right next to the cook site. So,
wow.
You know, the kids can go play on that. There's a playground right there. The beach is on the other side of the dunes. There's really everything you need within 50 yards of each other. So, it's a real diamond in the rough for guys to get out and cook. There's not too many places they'll be able to come out and cook in a spot like this. So.
All right. Well, we're excited about it, and I appreciate the invitation, and I'm glad you could be with us tonight.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me, and I look forward to meeting you in about a month or so.
All right, sounds great. All right, Jay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Lori.
All righty, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
That's Jay Robertson, and he's with the City of Fernandino Beach. That contest is going to be the 27th through the 29th. Listen, guys, if you think you want a little time away, and that's four days, you don't have to leave till Monday. It would be beautiful weather up there and really a great location. While we wait for Danny to call in, go back and thank my sponsors again. And I need to thank Barbecue Superstars and remind you that there's somebody on Barbecue Superstars 6 nights a week. Congratulations to Lance Moore, I guess, last night, and I didn't realize that I missed his post on that. Last night was his one-year anniversary with Barbecue Superstars. But there's somebody here 6 nights a week that you could listen and be part of discussing food and barbecue. And then with the other network, the Champion or the Tailgating League, you've got a couple other shows that are coming on board. So you can start looking for them also. Again, you know, 6 nights a week, you've got Chris Chadwick and Lance Moore and John Reeves and Chris Ulmer. I'm forgetting somebody. Me. And Daryl. So I guess I did cover everybody. Remember, if you want to check out last Friday's Friday Night Lights, was a live remote down in Fort Myers. You can check that out in archives. A lot of fun. It was a great getting around to see the different guys. You know, like I said, we were pretty spread out, so there's some time where I'm hoofing it to the next campsite, but really a great contest down there. This week, I think I saw, I don't know if I saw this for sure, but I think I saw that one of the guys is going to do a live remote from another contest in Tennessee or something. So you might look for the Friday Night Lights on that. And then next week, when I'm up in Evans, Georgia, if again we don't have somebody doing it, I think we're all starting to fight for that Friday slot if we're at a contest, because it's a lot of fun to do a little live remote. So while I'm in Evans, if nobody else is doing one, I'll be doing one in Evans. And also, we forgot to kind of mention, if you're going up there to Evans, Georgia, they're doing a steak cook-off there. You would have already had to have signed up for it. But if you're in the area in Georgia, you know, don't hesitate to stop by my camp. I'm really excited about doing a contest up there. And like I said, I know Matt Barber from Florida is going to be up there too, the Hot Wachula Man. But don't hesitate to stop by. Thanking the rest of my sponsors, Billy over there at Mac Daddy Smokers in Middleburg. I had a lot of people asking, you know, where is he located? Because there's a team out there called Matt Daddy, and people get them confused or think that they're the same guys. So, as a matter of fact, when I was first checking out Mac Daddy Smokers, I thought that they were related. So I actually stopped the guys at a contest and asked them the same question. But thank you, and you can check with Billy and them. They've got charcoal cookers over there. They've got some cabinet cookers happening. They're really spreading out in an effort to make available the different cookers that you might want to use, either whether it's competition, catering, or in your backyard. Also, Royal Oak charcoal. I'm using both the briquettes and the lump charcoal, and I was joking on Friday night. I really have got to get this figured out. It burns a higher heat, but it doesn't seem to burn any faster than the stuff I was using before, and I end up putting a little bit too much in because I need it more with my other lump charcoal, and it's still burning the next day. So I, no matter if I try to blow it out or I've tried to snuff it out, that doesn't seem to work. If choke it out that way, doesn't seem to work. And I've drowned it with gallons of water, and somehow there's still some embers going. So I'll get it figured out before the end of the year, but I am loving that charcoal. And then also Pirate 50, if you're on Facebook, you can look at some trophies. He's doing the trophies for the Oviedo contest, and they look real fun. He's done some really unique trophies, but he really has captured these sight signs for the different barbecue teams. And, you know, my little pig that's been on a horse and it's on the top of a barn and a logo that I just had done and looking over my sayings on my T-shirts, well, now she's riding a dolphin fish, a mahi-mahi, and, you know, people don't get it, but Dale does such a good job on saltwater fish that I wanted to make sure to have the saltwater fish as part of my deal. So, and I'm actually going to look here because Danny hasn't made the call in, and I think I used a different phone. So I'm going to see if I can. Oh, crud. I'm going to try and look up a number for him. And I don't want to lose the switchboard. You know, I've tried on and off for a year to catch up with Danny out in the Hawaii area, and we're 6 hours different, and I'm trying to think of how I can do this and not. I've got two computers going here, and the one computer. Okay, let's do this. I know there's somebody out there that knows Danny Kugel. Because I don't have his number in my phone. It's in this computer that I can't get to it while I'm on here. So anybody that might know Danny, give him a call and remind him that it's, because it's only 2:22 there, that we're looking for a call from him. He'd even put up that he's willing to take some calls tonight about brisket, because Danny's kind of known to be a great brisket cook, and you know, that seems to be a real challenge for teams when they're getting started, is they're intimidated by the brisket, and it's too bad, because once somebody gets it, then it, all they got to do is fine tune it. But I think it's getting over the fear. I think more people have regular cooks that cook frequently, I think they're more afraid of chicken than they are of brisket once you have it online. So, again, if anybody out there knows Danny Kugel, I'm going to try to see if I can get into this other computer, but a lot of times they're sitting so close to each other right now, and I'm unfortunately on a router with one of them. It always tends to kick out the other computer. I know what I can do. All right, I'm going to the other phone, and I'll look up my last, because I called Danny from my other phone. Yes, I'm walking around with my headset here. The benefit of having multiple lines. Oh, I can't look it up because I'm on this line. Okay, guys, I'm in search of Danny Kugel. Somebody help me out. And if you've got his number and you want to text it to me, feel free to text it to me. My cell number is 352-812-0258 for a text. I don't know why I didn't put it in here. I normally put their phone numbers in there. I got a confession about Barbecue Pitmasters. It totally sucks that where we live and Dish Network, we get a sampling of Destination America. We don't get it for very long. And so I haven't yet seen the episode from this weekend, but I did send a little note over to the boys who won. That was the, wait a minute, Louis, oh, I see, I can't even think right now. I wasn't able to see it, but, you know, online you see where everybody's talking about the guys who won, so I was able to send a little congratulations over there, so I have to try and get that online to take view of it. We can't even add it to our package, which really sucks because it does appear that the Destination America is actually their most popular time of the year when they have the series on. It's when Destination or Barbecue Pitmasters is their like number one show if you look at statistics in there, and it's on for a short amount of time, so you would think that they would go ahead and run it, especially if we're not able to add it, unless you buy the huge package, and let's face it, there's enough crap on television. Okay, so I am stuck here trying to figure out how to get Danny Kugel on the line. This is another thing about live, and this happens once in a while. These guys get so busy, especially when, you know, this. And we're in the middle of the day over there, being 6 hours behind. You know, I know Danny's a busy guy. Okay, we're trying something here. Let me look. Oh, yeah, here we go. It's trying to... Oh, wait a minute. Because I'm on this line, this... Because I'm on this, I've got a couple lines under the house, and because I'm on here, it won't give it to me. Yep. Oop. There's Michael Johnson from last week. Yep. Well, guys, I'm so disappointed. I got to tell you, I have been wanting to get Danny on for a while. Let me just go ahead and give a couple bits of information, and I'll try and touch base with him. He's offering a special right now on his online school, and I was hoping to spend some time talking about it to make sure I've got it clear. But he has an online school that's generally $250, and it said that he still has a special of $150 going, and I've heard really good things about it. My understanding is that it's unlimited access for you. So you go through the course and you maybe do a contest, or you go through, you know, a couple of meets and you do a contest and you go, oh, I really need to review that. You're able to go back, and it's an online deal. Online education isn't for everybody. You know, my fiance's daughter took one of her degrees online, and she loved it. Of course, she's that age. You know, they were able to work a computer when they were 4 years old. Me, I took the ePro for real estate to get a designation, and I absolutely hated it. You know, nearly, I wanted to do it in the same day and be done with the whole thing because I couldn't stand it. But that's me, because you have to sit there and you have to go through it. The youth of the U.S. has learned to really do that. Now, it looks like Danny's is a lot of videos, and it would be a little more interactive for you as, you know, a great resource for techniques. I'm sure anybody that has taken Rub's class or Myron's class or you know, Jim's getting ready to do his class. If you could have the benefit of filming that, I'm sure you would review to it, or, you know, go back and do review. I've taken Rub's class, and I've helped at Rub's class. I've taken Myron's class, and I got booklets with just some in-depth notes and drawings and stuff like that. Wished I had a decent camera when I took my very first class, which was Rub's. You know, I didn't have a good camera, and you know, on the phone like we all have now. Now everything comes off your phone, and you can take video. Of course, I don't think he really wants you taking video during a class, but it's kind of invaluable. Anyway, I know that a lot of people have talked about his class, wanted to have an opportunity to do that. I will touch base with him in the next week and hopefully be able to get him on. I'm booked up for part of next week's show, so maybe we can roll that over. But I don't know when his special's off, so if you're interested in doing an online school, you could check his out at pitbullbarbecueschool.com. And, you know, we're all about getting specials. The art of barbecue is very expensive, which reminds me, Jim Elzer offered a deal last week for 2 days, and it was not only the $100 off, it was like $175 off. And not one person took advantage of it. And I got to tell you, I'm actually surprised, because to take a school, especially a new team, I'm huge on going to schools. John from J&J, he's, you know, I took Rub's class in the very beginning. But John from J&J, I was on the fence about taking Myron's class. And he's like, look, save yourself the aggravation and the time that you spend learning that, you know, not just because, not that I didn't learn anything in Rub's, it's just now let's take a class you've already taken. I did two contests, and then I went to Myron's. And, you know, John basically said you'll cut years of mistakes and practice that you do in contests. You may not do exactly what they say, but it really trims it down. So I'm a big proponent of taking a school. And Jim's school, if for the people who have already cooked with him privately, and I think he's going to do some more of that. I know that Jim's very, like, open to a fault. Listen to, I think it was Tommy Harden said, you know, you tell people way too much. And so if you really want to learn from somebody who is on the top of the team of the year this year right now, Jim Elzer, I know that Jim is going to give a hell of a in-person school. He's not going to have a million people there. It's going to be limited. And it's going to be in the first couple days. I think it's the second and the third. Let me look at my little sheet here. I think it's the second and third of August, there in Winter Haven somewhere. And, you know, it's going to be worth every penny of it. It's $500. And then, but what he's done is it's $400 for a second team member, but it was less money for a spouse. So if you're a wife's team, come on, watch how I turn that around. No, if you're a team and your spouse wants to attend because, hey, they might like to see what's going on, then you're even going to get a better price than a team member's. And I know Rub's done the same thing with spouses, and I'm surprised how many spouses actually sit through the class, because I think they want to see what it's all about so that they understand what's going on. So check out Jim's school, again, August 2nd to the 3rd. You can check out Danny's school online, and hopefully I'll touch base with him, and we'll get him on for next week, because something's obviously happened for today. But I do want to thank my guests from today, Ray, just talking about the Rec Tech, and remind you that it is National Grilled Cheese Month. It's also National Barbecue Month. If you go on my catering page at Your Service Marion County, I did a contest for grilled cheese, and I grilled my grilled cheese on my gas cooker. So if you're not doing grilled cheese on your grill, even like the Rec Tech, I needed to do it on a gas grill for this contest, but if you've never grilled a grilled cheese outside on a pellet cooker, on a gas grill or a charcoal grill, you're missing something because they come out wonderful. But you just got to remember, you need to manage your fire and very light on the oil, and they come out amazing. And so, my ode to grilled cheese month and barbecue month is to grill your grilled cheese on a grill. So with that, I'm going to bid you adieu. FBA is off this week. It's kind of amazing. So I give lots of props out there to the guys who do this week in and week out. We've talked about Jim and Matt because they're going such head-to-head for Team of the Year that they haven't been off in 20 weeks. And it's a good thing we were having conversation about this in Fort Myers, or our own Matt Barber would be on his way to Evans this week, which would totally suck to go to another state, let alone another city on the wrong weekend. So enjoy the week off for the people in Florida. Everybody else, safe travels, and enjoy your time grilling or barbecuing at a contest or with your family. And we'll see you next Tuesday in our same place, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up with Danny Kugel and get him back on. With that, guys, thanks a lot for listening. Again, thanks for being with me for a year. I appreciate all of your time that you give me, and any sponsor, an in-kind sponsor that's ever sent me product to try that we've talked about along the way, I appreciate you guys as much as my sponsors that help me be allowed to do the competitions that I'm doing. I'm always looking for sponsors right now. It's meat and spice, basically rub. I make my own, but any of that also helps, as well as finances. This is an expensive sport, but it's a blast. You just can't help but love doing it. Anyway, guys, good night, and thank you for being with me. Until next week, smoke on. It's all good in the barbecue hood. No, don't stay on the air. Wait. I think Danny's here. Danny Kugel, is it you?
No, Lori Frazee, it's not Danny Kugel. It's Chris Chadwick. What's going on this evening?
Well, I'm bumming out that I didn't get, I think Danny just got busy and forgot about me or something. But how are you, Chris?
I'm great, Lori. I just wanted to call in and congratulate you on your year anniversary.
Oh.
With Barbecue Superstars. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Just congratulations.
Yeah.
I had to call in and say that's an accomplishment. I'm proud you're part of our family, and I'm proud to be a part of the family. You know, we're the first family of barbecue is what it is.
We
are
the first family of barbecue.
You got it, girl.
I know you were busy too today, but I had Ken on earlier.
Cool. Ken's a super great guy, and I love cutting up with him. I think we'll be cooking here in McKenzie, matter of fact.
Yep.
Possibly next month he's coming over. He's coming down, and we're having a barbecue and blues festival right here on the town square, which this is a small town. It's not a big city. But
right.
We're going to put on one great show, and it's Tennessee Barbecue Association qualifier and co-sanctioned event. And BSPN will be here live covering the event.
Oh, well, that's big. Are you going to just do it by yourself, or is Daryl coming?
No, Daryl will be here. Daryl is coming in to cover the event. I will be cooking, so I'll be cooking Hall County, you know, so we're going to be letting the smoke roll and having a big old time, and Daryl will be in the center of town covering the event under the gazebo, probably.
Wow, so the Czar Barbecue Superstars will be right there in McKenzie. You'll be letting the smoke roll. You crack me up. And let me just ask you, we didn't talk about it the last time I had you on where we were talking about your episode. It totally sucks about the dry and wet rib, and I know you've probably been totally abused about it, but I'm not really abusing you because – like Ken said, you get so fixated on make sure you don't make any mistake that you know in your head what you're doing.
Well, I tell you, I didn't think twice about it. You know, we dry, And let me say this. You know, everybody's, no, they hadn't bothered me. They really hadn't beat me down pretty bad on the dry rub rip, you know. And here's the key thing. Most people say, well, it's dry rub rip, you know. But it's not that simple, okay?
No.
The commissary right there in Germantown, Tennessee, well-known for Memphis barbecue dry rub ribs. And they were on a Travel Channel the other day doing a big special, and the old pit master had that rotisserie going. He had, this show, we do our dry rub ribs, and they had those ribs all down. And then he says, we go on, we sauce them down real good, then we'll finish them out with some dry rub. You know, it's all interpretation. And it's cool. We go and compete. Pitmasters is like everything else. We go and compete. It's a competition. You know, and if we don't win as barbecue guys or girls, we go back and do it again. You know, we can't win them all. But I sure had one big heck of a time. And
yeah.
I just tried to shine in front of that camera. You know, I cut up, and I think it come through the camera that I did have a good time, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was a time of a life, and I just, no regrets. If I hadn't have sauced those ribs with that thin layer of sauce, who knows where I would have went.
Well, you know, and let me, because we haven't talked since this aired, and let me talk to this with this about this with you. I'm having a tough time here. You know, normally they go through both meats with the guys at the end, and when
right.
they say, we want to hear about your cook, well, I guess they had talked so much about all of your pork, they seemed to really enjoy all of your pork, but they didn't really narrow it down at the end. They only talked about your ribs, and I thought that was kind of interesting that, and I think yours is the only show that they did that, because normally it's like, well, let's talk about the cook, and who had number three, and then they do both meats,
right,
but they didn't
right,
do that.
Right.
Or
well,
they did it, and then they just cut that part out.
I was disappointed that they didn't cover our pork, but honestly, we all had some phenomenal pork.
Yeah.
I mean, we hit our numbers, we hit our marks. I had a great cook. I mean, I do not regret my cook. My ribs were spot on, okay? They were fire, and they looked good in the box. My box stood tall. I was proud of my box, proud of my pork box. I mean, it stood tall. We had some fire pork. I mean, there wasn't anything you could say bad about it.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that with cockiness by no means. I'm not cocky. I love to have a good time, and I have major respect for everybody that barbecues and cooks. But our pork was spot on. It was delicious. I mean, we had the look, we had the flavor, we had the profile, we had the finished sauce, we had the dry rub on it. I mean, we had it spot on. I mean, you could not ask for any better pork. I mean, that was walking pork in any comp across the nation. I mean, it was, and I was proud of it. And the other guys had some great pork, too. They just didn't cover it. They didn't have anything to knock us about on it. And,
that's why they didn't talk about it? Is because?
Yeah. They come out, after the show was over, they come over and cleaned us out. We didn't have any pork left. And the ribs were gone. I mean, they eat those ribs like the, like there was no tomorrow. I mean, they tore them up. I'm talking, you don't get in front of them between the ribs and the crew because they wore it out.
That's kind of funny because, like I said, I didn't know if maybe they seemed like they spent time on it when you guys were actually doing the cook and they were going over it, that they didn't do it at the end. And I don't know, just seems to
it
be
was
a different...
You know, because, and so be it, you know, the first category they wanted to talk about the ribs. Who had number
right.
on the ribs? Well, that's Hog County. Here I am. And then when pork come across, who had so-and-so on the pork? I said, that's Hog County. Here I am, boys. And they just didn't have anything bad to say about the pork at all.
So they just didn't narrow it. They changed the editing of it to not
right.
do that. That's kind of funny. Yeah, I guess
they never
thought
they
about
did
that.
Say, they did say, Lori, and it's documented on Pitmasters. That was what did they say about the pork? What did they say about the cook? How it was pretty much that's the best they've ever had on Pitmasters.
Yeah.
Did you see that or hear that?
Yeah.
you know, they said it. And I'm not, you know, I was proud of that. And when the show was over, I turned around and there was Duffy Stone with his hand out, shaking my hand, telling me how much he enjoyed my cook and my presentation and what I did. And we talked for several minutes, and then Myron Mixon was right behind me with basically the same kind of topic. He said, boy, I don't know what you did, but you better keep doing it. He said, you know, that's his words. And we had a great time.
Yeah.
Just unfortunate that I did choose to put that thin layer of sauce on there, and, you know, that's how it goes down. And you know, it's over. It is what it is. And people will remember me for my wet, dry rope rib.
No, and I said to Ken that, you know, the boys' faces were kind of priceless when you said, well, people sauce their dry rub ribs and their
and
faces were like...
you know, that bumfuzzle some people, but they don't know, and they do.
Yeah, I know they do.
I competed this past weekend with a great cook, Tim Seals, Smelly Butts Barbecue out of Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and Tim is a fantastic, phenomenal cook, and you know, kudos out to him. I mean, he's paid his dues, and he is a great cook. And I mean, he was right there in the top 10 KCBS overall a couple years ago. And you know what that takes to get some kind of record like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
But we were talking, and he says, "I want to sauce my ribs too."
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there's a lot of guys that would sauce their, and it's not like I didn't sauce them down and they were wet, like, you know, dripping wet sauce.
No, you're just going to layer. Yep.
I mean, a thin, thin layer to add another layer of flavor. I mean,
right.
It wasn't because the sauce we made was so doggone good. I mean, it's the same sauce we put on the pork. I mean, but it was just so, and it was so thin, and we tried to set it in, and then I finished it out with a dry rub. You know, I personally think if I would have took my dry rub and just coated that bad boy down, I mean, just coated it down.
Then you would have been okay.
When they bit into it and it stuck on their lips, then I'd have been okay.
Yeah.
But there again, that's another.
Would have, could have, should have.
You got it. And, you know, it's how it is. It is what it is. And we had a great cook. And, you know, we all represented Tennessee very well.
Absolutely.
And we had a great cook. You know, I'm really confident about it. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback all over the world. A lot of people sending me messages that I don't even know. A lot of sauce in my ribs, too. You know, you know, and in Memphis, they do sauce their ribs. They do sauce dry rub ribs. And
it's kind of bizarre what they do those things just to have that one little difference to make, you know, to make a winner or not.
Right.
Let me ask you this, because you were getting ready to maybe leave your job. Are you doing your own thing now permanently?
Well, my job, I've always done my own thing, quote, because I've been self-employed so long.
Oh, okay.
And it's times change, just like everything else. And the profession I was in was car audio, and it was really great for a long time.
Oh.
But you know, that's the thing of the past. And barbecue, going out and cooking and doing is a cool niche for me. And I don't mind getting in front of a camera and showing my purple drawers if I need to. I will. They just cut that part out.
Yes, they did.
So what I'm saying is I don't mind doing that kind of stuff, and if I just have enough people that want me, I will go and I will do whatever I need to do. You know, matter of fact, I'm doing a personal appearance and taking just a little barbecue down to Jackson, Tennessee Thursday.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes, and I'm so proud of that. I'm just excited about going down there for a couple hours. I've got a couple of my team members going, so we're gonna take down six butts or so, and we're gonna bust them open right there on the pit, and for this big tire company. I mean, it's a huge tire company with several chain businesses throughout Tennessee.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So I'm excited about that, because that's gonna be a possibility. And I told them when I come down there, I'm gonna ask them about a sponsor. And you know.
Yeah, we need
just
tires.
A door. That's right. A door is going to open. And, you know, they're paying me really well, thank the Lord. So I'm going with my bells on, you know, and grinning ear to ear. And I'm going to go down there and we're going to light that big old monster pit I've got. We're going to let the smoke roll. We're going to serve out some barbecue and stay a couple of hours and just have a great time and meet a lot of people. So,
you know,
the
sponsor part of this is just insane. And, you know, anybody who has a spouse or a significant other that sits home and goes, you know, you're blowing a bunch of money. I mean,
I know.
It makes it tough because I would be out every weekend. And,
yes.
You know, the more you cook, the better you get, and the better results you get because you really get to see what they're looking for at every event. You know,
right,
you become
right.
more consistent. So, you know, I hope something does pan out from that because it's the hardest thing to get in front of people, you know.
I tell you, it really is. But one thing about it, I don't meet a stranger. I love to meet people. And I consider myself like my father was, a people person. So I get out there and I just have a great time doing it. And, you know, some people really appreciate that. There's others that might not care for it. But, you know,
right.
I'm sorry for them. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And we're going to enjoy, you know, we're on this old earth for X amount of days, and we need to make the best of it. And barbecue is where I found that makes the best of me. So I'm going to continue doing it. I want to come cook with you. I want to come down and be your backup or whatever you need one of these days. I want to do that, and that's on my bucket list. So
that's
I will
mine.
Be coming to join. I will be coming to join you one day to cook.
That sounds like a wiener.
You know,
I told you,
you know,
come on down anytime.
Just a few weeks ago, you know, I was there in Midland, Texas, covering the Midland event.
Yeah.
And had a huge time. And they want me back for next year already.
Well, that'll be great.
And I met a lot of great people down there. And I tell you, I did get rattled a couple times. You know, I'm still a country shy boy, believe it or not. I'm still a little country town, country shy boy. And
yeah,
they had me go up on stage. They had me go up on stage. Myself, John Reeves, of X Nation, Smoking X, also Junior Arias from Up in Smoke, Junior's Rub for Grub, and they had Chef Sarah. Chef Sarah's real well known, and she's a heck of a cook. Now I'm telling you, she's tough. And also Chris Jones. They had us all go up on stage before Pat Green comes out to perform his act. You know, his venue, and this was a huge fundraiser in this huge commemorative aviation Air Force hangar with all kind of cool planes, big World War II carrier plane back behind the backdrop. Yeah, I mean, this really awesome place. And they had us go up on stage, and they wanted us to say a few words, okay? And we were saying words to the crowd, which were what I want to call J.R. Ewing style, rolling in limousines coming into this Air Force hangar at this fundraising event. And, I mean, these tables were just all over full of J.R. Ewing tycoon kind of guys. And I was kind of shaking when I got up on stage and got out there and tried to holler, let the smoke roll a couple times and point out to the crowd, you know, and just cut up. But I tell you what, I did. I can't tell you what I said because I don't remember. But I did get up there and I did get interviewed with the MC host, and we did our thing and had a big time. But if they didn't video it, I can't tell you what I said, and I'll never tell you. I just don't know.
Well, you know, crowds don't bother me, having done some of the things from my, you know, my wicked past.
Right.
But like you, I'm still waiting to figure out what I'm going to be when I grow up. And, you know, as I'm reinventing myself right now because I do love this so much, and, you know, now you just have to figure out how to get paid because you're not Myron Mixon starting into it because then, I mean, you could truly build a dynasty if you had been early on. Right now it's a little bit different. So many more teams get publicity. So many more teams make television for one reason or another, and, you know, it's there's there's a lot of competition out there just for sponsorships and stuff. So.
That's true. And here's my word of the good word of wisdom of the day. I wish them all the best. It is, you know, they're all out there gutting for sponsors.
Yep.
And it's true. You know, it's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get sponsors. Yep. We have got to be ourselves and represent ourselves and our sponsors that we have.
Absolutely.
With integrity and stand tall. And, you know, we're not the guys at the competition that's slurring and cussing every other breath and burning their pits or catching them. We're out there representing our sponsors, staying up half the night, two-thirds of the night, doing our cook and getting our names called.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to get out there. We do that. We represent. We create our own brand. We create our own self. Wish everybody else the best. But, you know, you're not going to catch me saying anything bad about somebody because that's just not me. We're all in this together, whether they like it or not. And here I come. They might not want to see me, but I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be, you know, and I'm going to be representing. I just picked up my newest sponsor. Just had a final confirmation and shipping and details, and they're already wanting to sponsor me at a whole cook, a huge cook, somewhere in the state of Tennessee or surrounding area, something that's going to be really a huge place. And
wow.
I can announce it. It's Mean Green Chemicals. If you've ever used Mean Green degreaser in any Dollar General, well, CR Brands Corporation Chemical Company is officially Hall County Cooker's Chris Chadwick sponsor.
Well, so, good for you, man. That's exciting.
Well, I'm just proud of that. You know, I've worked. It didn't come overnight. You know, it didn't come overnight, and it took a while to lock this down, but it's locked down, so that's another sponsor that's in my sponsor family, and I'm excited about it. And, you know, I'm just going to keep rolling, keep letting the smoke roll, and keeping a positive attitude, and, you know, we're just going to keep gunning for our sponsors, keep putting their products out, and keep trying to get that one sponsor. You know, we're all after that one sponsor.
Yeah.
You know, because a meat sponsor would be fantastic.
Or a sponsor
just to cover the gas to get to a competition would be phenomenal.
Yeah,
or
I spent $300 this week on gas.
It's terrible. I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, fortunately enough, you know, I'm out there. I'm the face of the team. I am Hall County Cookers, but I do have team members. And kudos to them. They're working, doing whatever needs to be done, having a good time and supporting and what we do, you know, and I've just welcomed them in. And if, you know, we get calls and we get checks, you know, we split it up. But they also this year are helping with the expense of getting to the competition.
Oh, that's good.
I greatly appreciate that,
because all
in the past, you know, it's always been me covering everything, and I just can't do it, you know. Like, you just can't do it.
It gets to be a lot. But, you know, the one thing I do want to say, too, while we're talking about this is people go, well, don't you get sick of losing? Well, yeah, I get sick of losing, but, you know, I'm starting to do better, and that's the only way you're going to do better. It's, you know, this is just my third year. And every cooker that goes out there, you know, every time you go out and you risk, you are succeeding, you know.
You got it.
Because,
you got
because
it. We're there. They're not.
Yeah. You put yourself out to try to do better. So even though you walk away maybe upset or, you know, down in the dumps because you didn't do as well, you've done great by just getting there. There's people that don't ever try it. So, Chris, we're going to get cut off here. I'm super glad you called in. I'm glad I looked up because I was going to cut the show, and there was your little phone number popped up there. I thought you were Danny.
I tell you what. I just wanted to call in. We got sidetracked and talking about all this other stuff, but I tell you
I
really wanted to call in just to – let you know I'm proud of you and I support you. And, you know, anytime I can do anything that I possibly can do, I'm here for you, and that's genuine. I mean it. And I just wanted to say congratulations on your year and just keep on.
Thanks,
just honey. Keep on letting the smoke roll. You know, like I say, it's always good in this barbecue hood.
Hey, so, that's my saying.
Hey, well, who gave it to you now? Who gave it to you?
Oh, come on, man. I've already adopted it.
Well, that's all right. I love you. You can have it. But we are the first family of barbecue.
We
and
are.
You know what? We
family.
Might not be Meyer and Mixon, but by gosh, we can give them a little hell and give him a run for the money sometimes.
Oh,
I mean, he's a great guy. He's a great guy, too. And,
yeah, no, absolutely.
Hopefully one day we'll be that way, you know. And if I do, I'm going to call you and put you on a plane and bring you up here to cook with me or vice versa. And, you know, we're just all going to have fun.
It sounds great. Hey, listen, man, have a great night. Good night to everybody out there. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you next Tuesday. But, again, Barbecue Superstars are here 6 nights a week. You can check us out. Thanks, Chris, for calling.
You're welcome, Lori. Thank you.
All
have
right.
a good evening.
Okay, take care. All right, folks, good night.